Tesis and Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Ki, asks a question. Vim Taima, V'kivon D'loi Chayshinon, Elo Shetei Ruyel Asoise Arai, V'af Al Pisha Oisa Oisa Kva, M'kein Amai Omar Gishamim Simen Klala B'chak. Why did we say that Gishamim, if it rains, the Mishnah in Taina says, if it rains, it's a Simen Klala B'chak. Why are we saying it's a Simen Klala B'chak? You could nail your schach into the sukkah, and like this, no rain would get into your sukkah. If you're going to want to say that it's also because of gzeis tikkah, since it's only also mede abanon. So it's not shayach to say that this is a simen klal. Taisus answers, Nehidu lechashinim b'tfanis yavadu kva. By the tfanis, we don't care if he does it b'kva. Miklamoko im b'schacha she'ika asuka al shem ha'schach le'miskasha ad ha'ovid lo'ara. By the schach itself, if you make the schach kva, then it's possible. The only time we said that there's no paslus in kva is by the tfanis, but the schach itself is possible. It's mavur from Taisvitz that what the Gshamim need to come into the sukkah and is ma'akiv in the sukkah, that's a din midai raisa that'll be possible if it does not, if it's the sukkah. If it cannot rain into the sukkah on sukkahs, it's possible midai raisa. The Taz in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Heis of Cotton Bays asks, Lafid this shita about the time that we just brought in Taisus, that it's possible when it cannot rain in the sukkah, how come by Gadish, the Gemara later on, Tezvav and Alav says by Chaytet B'Gadish, it's kosher if there was a tefach before the Chatita. So, over there also the rain can't come in. So why is the sukkah kosher? The Taz answers that the psul of rain not coming into the sukkah is only possible with the abanam. Why? That it shouldn't be like a bais. Therefore, by chaytet begadish, where there was a halal tefach in the beginning, even though rain can't come in, the abanam didn't answer because it's not similar to a house. The only time they answered is only if it's kamin bais. So taisis and sukkah that beis amadalav that says it's aser is because by nailing in the roof into the walls, that gives it a chashivas like a bias, and that's where it's pasul midaraisa. The Prima Gadim in Mishbet Zov, Sifkaten Beis, brings that Taisus by us on the Beis Amud Aleph is mashma that it's pasul minatayra if rain can't come in. Because chacha arai beinon, and therefore it's a simen klal b'chak. And so too the Lavush and Siftes brings from our Taisvis that if rain can't come in, it's possible menatayr. And so too the Shechon Aruch Rav and Sif Hei says that in Mischach Mu'uvi Kol Kach Ad She'ein Amata Yochel Le'ed V'Seicha possible Lefi She'ein Nikra Asuka Elam Kein Einu Megina Elam Menatayr Bulvat Aval Megina Gam En Amata Ein Nikra Asuka Elam Kemen Bayis Yuzet. If it protects you from the rain, it's not considered a sukkah, it's considered a bais. And it's possible that I see. The Chaya Adam, in Klal Kuf Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches, says that if you put the roof on your sukkah, Ad She'ein HaGesham Yechayim Le'ed V'Seicha, Afilik She'yodin G'sham Rub, Im Kein Havikem Bayis, Psula Mishum Gzeyes Bayis. It's possible because of Gzeyah's bias, which means it's only a Itzah De'abana. And so too the Mishabur in Sifkat and Vav in Simen Tav Reish Lamed Hei brings down from the Zachreinim that even though it's thick, that rain can't come in, it's not possible with Araisa, it's possible with De'abana because of Gzeyah's bias. Now we quoted Shitas HaTaisvus from B'Shem Alara Achreinim that it's also midai raisa if rain can't come into the sukkah. The question is, what's the Issa? What's the Yisayda Issa? Is the Issa because rain can come in, and then it looks like a bais? Or, since I covered the roof so thick that Mamela rain can come in, so because the covering above my head is such a thick covering, and it's nailed into the wall, that alone says that it's like a bias, and therefore it's us, it's possible. Which means that is the nekuda that even if the roof won't be thick and won't be nailed in, but if rain can come in, it'll be possible, or has nothing to do with the rain coming in, that's just a raya how thick it is. The passless is because the thickness and the way it's nailed into the walls to make it considered a bias. This was a big machlokes in the Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation. There was a big shaila about a sukkah which is called the Antwerpische Schach. In Antwerp, we know it rains a lot on sukkahs. So there was some organization that arranged and they built a type of schach that rain won't come in. An example of it is a U underneath and a backwards U on top of it, going into one U and another U. That means there were two half schach underneath, and then there was another half schach on top of it facing the other direction. Nothing was nailed in. Just rain can't come in because it's totally covered. So there was a big machlekes within the Paiskim if that's possible or kasha. And Meir Brandstuffer, in his Tshuvas Knei Baisim, Chelek Beis, Simon Chavav, and Simon Chav Zayin, writes that it's possible because since rain can come in, even though it's not the metzias, it's not kva, it's not hukva into the walls, it's not a thick covering, but since rain can come in, it's awesome. And so too, the Mechas Yitzchak and Mr. Karela Shlita in the Kovitz Yad HaRashaz, they quote them that they hold that it was possible, these schach is possible since the rain can come in. A raya to this yisoid, the Zeru on Chelik Beis, the end of Simon Reish Peches, brings a maisa from Shimon Zatzal. Gisa shall have been a tam. Sheshsichech sukkosoi ben esorim she'em behem dalet tvachim. He covered the sukkah with beams which aren't dalet tvachim, the omar del dibe hakok she'er. Va'os the sukkah kim in kipas achei de yofa mo'oid tkuv masmos. He nailed in the schach, Upaisla ben etam, mishum de matzalas menakshama. The ben etam passed because it saves it from the rain. And that's coming by, aval the shriban zeit, so zek, shero, the ozin de matzalas menakshama. But if you would lay them one next to another, over there will be kosher because it does not save you from the rain. It's mevuah lahedya, that the issa is the fact that the rain can come in. Not because kviyas masmar. Not because you nailed it in. But Jabayashiv Zatzal, in Kribishuvah's Chedek Aleph Simon Samach Aleph, says that this schach is mutter. And he explained, because there had been a time that passed a sukkah, which rain can come in, was only because it was like a deer's kvah. Since it's mesuchachas legamri, and a stick like a bayit. But over here in our situation, where the schach it's not thick, it's not nailed into the house. Therefore, it does not look like a deer's kvah. The fact is that rain can't come in. The marshal, if someone has a fan, a strong fan, blowing on top of the sukkah, that's not letting the rain come into the sukkah, l'chayra, kula amamayda, that over there will be mutter. So too, zakhtar v'yash, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, and Reb Chaim Kreisworth, and the Shevet HaLevi, and Chedek Zayin, Simon Samach, all hold that our case is mutter, the Schach from Antwerpen was mutter, because the Schach itself
have no thickness to it, more than regular tzach. It was not nailed into the walls. Therefore, there's no problem at all with this type of tzach. And they bring the raya from the Lashon and the Piskei Taisis, by us, that Beis Amud Aleph, Ois Beis, which when he quotes Taisis in short, he says, they enlast the tzach Ela Derech Ara. That's how he quotes the Issa in Taisis. Don't make tzach only which is Derech Ara. He doesn't write, which means that he saw in Taisis that the pastless wasn't anything to do that the rain can't come into the sukkah. The pastless is because you're making the schach kva. And any time you make the schach aray, even if the side benefits that rain can't come in, there's no pastless. So too is Mashma from the Chubis Mashag, Chele Gimel, Simenai, and Aleph, which says, Aval Hochaz Man Gesham, Enes Man Ptur Be'etzim Adova, Sheyem Sukka Asuyi Ba'ufin Shla Yiplu Ba Gesham, Meheira, Ela La'achaz Man Rav, Oy Sheneach Es Aschach Ktas B'Shipua. If you put the Aschach on a slant, Ba'ufin Shah Gesham Zav Michutz L'Sukka V'Loi V'Sech HaSukka, that the Gesham will roll down outside of the sukkah, not in the sukkah, bevadai u mechuyiv lechol besukkah. Bevadai is mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, v'gam tzorech levorech leishu besukkah, you also have to make a bracha, because it has nothing to do with the thickness of the schach, with the kva of the schach. This is a zaitige benefit, that the rain just is not coming in, but it's not a pasus in the etzim schach. The maracha is a ruah, argues on Shitas HaTaisis and holds that a sukkah which geshamim, which rain can't come in is kosher. That goes Maimonides in Perikei HaSukkah HaLachates brings both Shitas HaRishayim that the Minatam passed the sukkah that rain can't come in, and the Riva and the Shimshin Gisa Shal Minatam, and it brings from the Madcha a lot of Shitas HaRishayim that holds that if the tzach are not thick enough that rain could come in, even if rain can come in, it's kosher. Ramosha, and Yigis Moshe, Rechaim Chelekei, Amit Kuf Memhei, says, the Rambam's also mashma that a sukkah which rain can come in is kosher. So the question is, like these Rishonim that hold that a sukkah which rain can come in is kosher, so why did you mechuyiv to make a tzach in a way that rain can't come in, that you're just sitting there even when it's raining outside? We don't see anywhere that there's such a chiyuv to make such a sukkah. Why are we saying gesham simin klala if you could make a sukkah that you could sit in there with the rain? So the Ezeru on simin kuf tzadik dalet is bothered with this question. And his answer is the Torah itio lasa sukkah mepsedas goyim v'yakev. The Torah tells you that you can make a sukkah from pesedas goyim v'yakev. Obviously, if the Torah is giving you a hefter to make a sukkah, and not only a hefter is being mechayev you to make a sukkah from pesedas goyim v'yakev, obviously there is no chiyuv to make a sukkah kemen bayis. Because stam schach migoyim v'yakev einoy matal me'agashomim. Therefore, it has to be that you can't be mechayev you to make a sukkah that rain can't come in. Obviously, if you would make such a sukkah, those Rishonim hold that you would have to sit in there when it's raining. But to be mechayev every person to make such a sukkah, azay v'ayt echomor mechayev you, because we see stam schach is migoyim v'yakev. There are sukkahs that are made with very thick tzach, that in the beginning of sukkahs, if it's raining, it would not come into the sukkah. But as sukkahs goes along and it rains more, eventually it would creep into the sukkah. So the question is, if on that do we say that it's a sukkah, a psula, because rain can't come in. Or, since at the end of the day, after 7 days with heavy rains, it could come in, so it's not called a sukkah psula. Now, guys, my minister in Parakei, Ois Tess says that since at the end of the day rain can come in, it's considered a good sukkah. But the question is, what is exactly the gather in that rain could come in? The Bikur Yankin and Simon Tafra Islamid Aleph of Kotan Dalit says as follows. Gam ne'alid is a dafko b'she'en mata yoyed la'oylam ba. Avo b'she'en yoyed mata's man mak she'ra. If mata could get in there with a certain time, then it's kosher. Only when mata could never make it in there, when it, rain could never get in, that's when it's possible. I asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, his lashon was, yitachin she'en noitayv. Kol zman, rain can't come in at the beginning of sukkahs, it's possible that it's not good. So a person should try to be makpid, that even though rain eventually would creep into the sukkah, but kol zman, if there's a strong rain at the beginning of sukkahs, and through that rain won't come in, like a tchila, he should try to be makpid and not sit in such a sukkah. The Chaya Adam in Klal Kuf Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches says that im humu uve kol kacha she'en ha'kshamim yecholim leed v'secha afilu k'sheyordim k'shamim merubim v'im kein havei k'ein bayis p'sula mishim g'zeyes bayis. And the Mishabura quotes him in Simen Tav Yesh Lamed Alav Sif Katan Vav that the p'sula is only if rain can't come, Kishamim Merubin, a lot of rain can't come in, that's when it's possible. And Moshe Shtambach and Mayadim Ezmana brings from the Biskirov that he would make his sukkah, his schach, very thick, and when they asked him that, L'chaira, rain can't come in, so he said, he answered the people that even though it's thick, but a very strong rain would be able to come in. So we see from here that the gather of rain coming in doesn't have to be with a regular rain that it can't protect it from a regular rain. Even if it protects it from a regular rain, the only time it's possible is only when it's Gesham and Meruvin. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simen Tov Yesh Lamed Aleph Siv Vav, b'sha'as hadchak yis lismoich d'pshitis al d'asriosh lahach shir she'en ha'kshom yodim l'sarich. B'sha'as hadchak, a person can be meikel and be yoytze in a sukkah that rain can't come in. So too the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav says, and we come akam b'diyevet, kashi yiyef shen lito k'tas me'ezchak ne'e eze siva yish lismoich ala machshin. B'diyevet, you can be samich ala machshin. Rav Ozna in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Tzamach says that if you masachach with schach, which Kisham can't come in, you can even make a bracha, and there's no Indian of Safik brachas lahakol, because since the Shulchan Aruch and the Ema were quiet about this Indian, they didn't bring this down. See, even though we hold that b'di'evet, l'katchila, you should not sit in such a sukkah, but b'di'evet, if you did, you're allowed to late make a bracha. But the Kafachayim, and the Matar Ephraim, the Simitav Fesh Chavav, Ha'istazvav, hold that a person should not make a bracha on this type of sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.